Okay, so we're still in the middle of the sugya of Shirat Tzricha Shuma, Shirat Lo Tzricha Shuma. So it's Machlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So even within the Machlekes, there was a further Machlekes, but in the Gemara, what exactly the original Machlekes is all about. So within Rav Yosef's view that Shirat Tzricha Shuma, so the Gemara had two radically different ways of understanding that. So one pshat in the Gemara was that the only time that Rav Yosef would ever say such a thing, that Shirat Tzricha Shuma, that's only if the person would say, I'm being Makadashi with $50 worth of silk, and he makes a point of saying $50, and it wasn't evaluated properly beforehand, and then Taka Iglon Milsim was really worth $50. If it wasn't worth $50, then for sure it's no good. Everyone would agree to that. It's Mamashim Mekechtos. So he said 50, and they made a point of saying 50, but it wasn't evaluated properly as 50, and turns out it's 50. Chiyai Gavna, Rav Yosef had an issue. What exactly was the issue? So the Pasha Tvarim is that there's an issue of Das, that she doesn't have the proper Das, that's the Gemara's to be fairish, there's a lack of Smichas Das. But then the Gemara quoted a second version of Rav Yosef, that even if he singled out, even if he spelled out the Koldu, he says, listen, I don't know what it's worth anyway, and she says, okay, whatever it is, Koldu, whatever it's worth, it's okay. Even if she spells out the Koldu, that may still be a problem. How could that be a problem? L'chur, there's no lack of Das, the Eshi's Maskim, the Belev Shalem. So here the Gemara talks almost in a different tune. So the Gemara says in the bottom of Zayin Rabbeizik, the Yad Bechol Du Navi Pligi Rav Yosef. I'm sorry. Rav Yosef Omar Shava Kesef Yoki Kesef, Ba Kesef Te Kayitz, Av Shava Kesef Navi Te Kayitz. So this is a different type of a problem. This is a Gzer Sakosov, as Rashi spells out on top of Chesem and Alef. The whole din of Shava Kesef Ki Kesef is really a tremendous chiddush. I wouldn't have said it on my own. It's learned out from some kind of apostle, kind of a mokor. Shava Kesef is equated to Kesef. So just as Kesef is Kayit, so too Rav Yosef in the Lishna Basra insisted on being Kayit as well. So it sounds like the machloikas within the Tulishinus with Das Rav Yosef is not just a technical issue. When did Rav Yosef require Shuma? Did he require Shuma in case X or required it even in case Y? But it's really a conceptual difference, a fundamental difference. And according to the first Lashon, it's just an issue of the Gemira's Das. According to the second Lashon, it's an issue of the Chefetz of Kedushin itself. As we've said already, of course, many times, anytime you want to disqualify Kedushin, you have to know which aspect of Kedushin are you addressing. Are you addressing the essence of the Nesin of the Chefetz of the Nesin of Kedushin, or are you addressing the secondary din of Das? So the first Lashon is focusing on Das. The second Lashon is focusing on something much more basic, much more fundamental than just Das alone. So if I was really learning the Gemara, and clearly Rashi learned the Gemara this way, that's how I would have presented this sugya. So there is a somewhat startling comment of the Ritva in our sugya, on the 8th of the Marmot Kormos, where the Ritva writes, Ha'u gavir the kadosh b'shiroi ramo tzuchashuma, ika diyami b'chol dunai polag of Yosef, the second lashon, perish, afilo amalo b'chol ma'ashein, ben habim ben mat. According to the second lashon, even though he didn't spell out this mamash 50, whatever it is, to mikol makom zokti ritva, kisvura sheshoven harbe, umiskadesh esaldas came, v'yukidushetos. What did the ritva just say? The ritva is talking according to the ikad yamri. He's saying tait, the same shot, the second lashon, and the ritva is singing a different tune. He's talking about kisvura sheshoven harbe, kidushetos. Those are terms that are synonymous with an issue with issues of Das Kedushin. Those are not issues that address the Chetz of Kedushin. I don't see a word from the Ritva about anything that I said. I gave you a whole 5-minute introduction to Shia by saying the first Lashon is Das and the second Lashon is the Chetz. Pesva Chetz. According to the Ritva, the second Lashon is just as Das as the first Lashon. So what's the Nekudas of Machlekes to Lashonis? It's not a qualitative Machlekes. It's not a fundamental Machlekes. It's just simply Machlekes in gradations. Namely, how far do we have to be concerned of a lack of Gemara's Das? According to the first Lashon, you only have to be concerned with a lack of Gemara's Das if he spelled out a number, so maybe she's being misled, but if they left it kind of open, it's okay, because then she's not linked into a specific number. And according to the second Lashon, no. Even if he didn't spell out a number, there's always that concern in the back of our minds, she thinks she's getting more than expected. So unclear exactly, according to the Ritva, how he read the Gemara. It's obvious that the Ritva is denying everything we just said, that there's some kind of fundamental machlekes to two lashonos. It's really very, very small. The difference between the two lashonos and the Ritva is minuscule. Fundamentally, they're the same. They're both issues of Das, just the question of where do you draw that line of chashash or lack of smichas Das. But how does that read into the Gemara? The Gemara said, Rav Yosef Amar Shava Kesef Kesef, by Kesef the Kayetz, Av Shava Kesef Amar the Kayetz. It sounds like the Gemara is learning out from Kesef, like Rashi presented. So the Yama says, even before we saw this Ridva, I was expecting some people to jump on me. You know, when I presented the Gemara and I said, my Kesef the Kayetz, Av Shava Kesef the Kayetz, if the rule, the din of Shava Kesef Kesef, it's like Zeres HaKosov, I never would have known it on my own. I wouldn't have figured it out. I need a Pasuk. And the Pasuk has the magic word Kesef in it. And therefore, Shava Kesef is compared to Kesef. I gave you a 5-minute introduction highlighting the fact that nobody in their right mind would have ever figured out the din of Shava Kesef with Kesef. It's been so long since Chashel. We forgot about being Chayz B'Tshuva. We forgot about the first Sugya. What was the first Sugya we learned this year, Basi? If I'm not mistaken, what was the first one? Now, who remembers? What was the fundamental machlekes that we showed him in the very first sugya of Shava Kesef V'Kesef? What was the machlekes taste in the Rashba? Taisus and Abay said, Taisus the Kasha, Shava Kesef Minahani Mili. How do you know the din of Shava Kesef? So Taisus took us on a tour through Shas to try to show you how do you know Shava Kesef V'Kesef. So they dug up a Gemara that says Shava Kesef V'Kesef vis-a-vis what? Who remembers? No? And it got to be Evid Ivri, Shava Kesef was Kesef. Then they dug up another Gemara where? About Nezik and Shava Kesef and Kesef. And they made a Mematzinu and a Binyanav and a Gadrash Tadash and Pasuk and a whole Derasha. Taisus is searching. You see, Taisus is searching because they know where we have to get to. We're not quite sure how to get there. We know that the Mishnah says Shava Kesef equals Kesef. That's a given. Anyone ever get married here? Okay? Did you give your wife Kesef or Shava Kesef? Shava Kesef. How the non-immediately? So the Teretz says somewhere Taisus figured out they connected the dots for us. With such complicated, convoluted drasha with Evid Ivri, with Nezikin, who remembers the Kasha? The fact that Taisus introduced the issue of Nezikin threw off somebody. Who remembers? First day of Shia. Atmos Yosef's Kasha, if you're learning off Nezikin, should have to be Meitav. Didn't we talk about that? It's Meitav Adin and Tashlum and Adin. Brings back. It's like August time. It was like nice and warm back in those days. It's getting there, right? It's a long time ago. And other Rishonim also went to Ikvos HaTosfos. Remember the Ramban? The Chazor for the first day. When the Ramban said, you're right, you need a Pasuk to teach Shava Kesef V'Kesef, and the Ramban had a different Pasuk, maybe it's Avodah Melolam Ishav, back up another man. And Kump the Rashba, and took on all the other Rishonim. What did the Rashba say? Who remembers? What did the Rashba say? Wasn't the Rashba? Rashba said, Shava Kesef V'Kesef is a Pasuk to Balabatash Svara. Anyone in the world could figure out Shava Kesef V'Kesef. What's the Pasuk to Svara? Said the Rashba, who remembers? What's the Pasha Svara? What am I going to do with Kesef? What am I going to do with a piece of silver? Well, what am I going to do with silver? What am I going to eat silver? What am I going to do with it? I'm going to use it to buy something that I could use. Silver is not intrinsically, I mean, it's Tavisha Gufa Mama, but it's not intrinsically worth anything. What can I possibly do with a piece of, with a lump of silver? The Teretz is, why is money important? Don't misquote me on this, Asher. Why is money important? Money is only important because it can get you other things in life. A guy gets a lot. If you think about it, once a person has a certain amount of money, it's ludicrous for him to want to have more money. It's mamash, it doesn't make any sense. Why would he possibly want more money? The only good that money has is that it can get you other things. But if I have everything, I have my house, I have my car, I have my vacations, I have everything, what else can I possibly just put more money in my bank account for us? Somebody was just telling me, who was telling me, I think probably Altuski, if I'm not mistaken, was just telling me over Shabbos that there was somebody who won the lottery. I don't know where it was, which country it was, they won the lottery, and they called up the lottery people and said they don't want to take the money. They were an older person already. They said, well, I have whatever I need. I said, I'm not trying to be like altruistic, right? I just push, what do you do with it? I was going to comment that I wouldn't have minded if they would have come my way. Maybe we made life a little easier, but I'd also give me a shemai. But they said, that, what am I going to do with the extra money? It's just going to give me aggravation. The more money I have, the more people are going to check me for the money. I can't even translate that money into any hanos. So that's exactly what the Rashba said also. The Rashba said that kesef is only worth something because it could be translated into other things. So that if it's shava kesef, so invite to me. If I have a pruta worth of apple or a pruta worth of silver, it's all the same thing. I'll sell the silver, I'll sell the apple for what I really do want, and I'll get what I want. So therefore, Shabbat Kesef is a Kesef. That's because it's Pasha the Svar says, you don't need a Pasha for this. I think we must have said here that David HaMelech says that
Tovli Taras Picha Mi'afri Zohav Kesef. Right, the Torah is greater than the Kesef and the Zohav. And then the Pasuk also says, Mesukim Midvash. Oh, we said in the same pack, I'm sorry. It says, V'nechamadu Mi'zohav Mi'paz Rav, V'mesukim Midvash V'noifis Tufim. The Divrei Torah compared to Zohav and Paz Rav, and they're even better than that, and they're even sweeter than Dvash V'noifis Tufim. It's a little bit superfluous. Why is it superfluous? What's more important on the board of what's more chashiv, zav mipaz rav or dvash v'nofes tufim? If I gave you a lot of gold or I gave you a teaspoonful of honey, so most people would probably opt for the gold. So it's about kavachomer madach the divrei Torah nechamadim zav mipaz rav. So kavachomer the mesukim dvash v'nofes tufim. So what does David HaMelech have to milsa dias with kavachomer tach v'chas lekro? Why does he have to say the second pasuk? So I think we once said, we didn't say this over here. No, okay. I said over my shul last year, Shavuos night. So it's the introduction to the Yehudas Ban Torah Seinu. So Nechamadim Yizam Paz Rav, the Torah is greater than all the Zav. It's compared to Zav. It's in the radar screen of Zav. So Zav is really, really, really great. But it's only great because it's a means to an end. It's only good because it can get you to something else. So Torah, if Torah would only be compared to Nechamadim Yizam Paz Rav, we'd say Torah is great, it's unbelievable. It can get you to such unbelievable other great goals, desired goals. But go try to taste a piece of silver. Go taste a golden coin. See what it tastes like. It's like anything. It's a piece of metal. It doesn't have mesikos. Mesikos is not something that's going to lead to something else. Mesikos means right now, by Shehu Sham, it's Gevaldik. So Torah is, in terms of value, a vav that's more valuable than Nechman Mizan Paz Rav. But in addition to that, it also has the maila that it tastes good here and now. It's so geshmak now. No matter what it leads to in the future, that doesn't matter. Right now, it's geshmak. Mesuk midvash v'nefes tufim. So getting back to the Rashba. So according to the Rashba, that shavah kesef is kesef, it's a poshut as far. I didn't apostle for it. I could have figured it out on my own. So what's pshat this Gemara in Kedushin? So Gemara says in the second Lashon, that kesef, shava kesef, we have kesef, my kesef, the kids, I shava kesef, the kids. It sounds from this Gemara that we're learning out the existence of shava kesef from the word kesef. We're comparing, it's almost a hekesh. Shava kesef compared to kesef. Just as kesef is kids, so to shava kesef is kids. According to the Rashba, shava kesef stands on its own 2 feet. It's not learned out from kesef. It's learned out from the svara of the Rashba in Kedushin Dabbeis. So what's behind this Gemara? So we have two Rishayim now who seemingly can't read this Gemara. The Gemara says, my kesef of the kids, I've shava kesef of the kids. So according to the Ritva, the reason why Rabbi Yosef is insisting on Shuma has nothing to do with a din and the cheftz of shava kesef, but rather it's purely a din of smichus das, so that has nothing to do, there's no exercise cost of that, that's Pashat psychology, that's psych 101. And according to the Rashba, there is no drasha of makesef of the kids, of shavakesef of the kids, because the whole mock of shavakesef is vaita svara. It's economics 101. So bein l'rashba, bein l'ritva, we're in, after 3 o'clock, according to the Rashba, we're in Yeshiva College, according to the Ritva, we're in the Sai Sims, but according to, the other way around, I'm sorry, but nobody's in the Bismarish. Nobody's in Morning Seder. Must be Sunday. So nobody's here. So what's pshat in the Gemara, according to these Rishayim? So the emphasis is Rashi, put something into the Gemara, it's not really there. If you look at the Gemara carefully, what does the Gemara say? The bottom line of that is, if you say, if I'm a Shavah Kesef, you're okay Kesef, my Kesef to kids, I've Shavah Kesef, now I'm a Kesef to kids. All the Gemara said was, is that just as Kesef is Kayetz, so too Shavah Kesef is Kayetz. So Rashi stuck something in. What did Rashi say? Gabi Kedushin, Kesef Ksiv, V'Shavah Kesef, V'Shrabi Ki Kesef, Yashu L'Rabi Shavah Ki Kesef. Rashi brought us into the world of drushas. Rashi shot in the Gemara's line that Chazal are deriving Shavah Kesef and Kesef. This is a statement of Midah Shetan and Drashim. This is Rabbi Shmuel Omer speaking. This is how Yadash and Psuch and Tashim Apeh. Just as Kesef is kids, so too that characteristic has to carry over to Shavah Kesef as well. The Gemara didn't say the word Yalfinon. The Gemara didn't say the word Darshinon. The Gemara didn't say the words Menon immediately. The Gemara didn't say a word about that. Rashi put that in. Rashi put it in so delicately. Rashi, Kedarka B'Kodesh, puts his perish into the words that you almost thought that's what the words say also. Because it flows so beautifully. But I don't think the Rashba and the Ritva read that way. I don't think the Gemara read that way according to those Rishonim. I think according to the Rashba and the Ritva, there's no drasha on Zion of Beis, Lentechetzim, and Aleph. There's no drasha. First of all, there is no drasha shavu kasef kasef according to the Rashba, and according to the Ritva, the whole requirement of shum is al tzmichas das. It's psychology. There's no drasha. All the Gemara meant was my kasef the kitz of shavu kasef kitz is not a drasha, but rather is a simple observation. Chazal are just making the following observation: b'das Rav Yosef lashon number two, that just as kasef is always kitz, so too Shavu Kesef always has to be kitz, for whatever reason it is. Let the reason be svar, let it be economic. Well, I don't care what the reason is. Not that I derive the requirement of Kesef, the kitz, from Shavu, derive the requirement of Shavu Kesef, kitz, from Kesef. There's no such drusha. Bein the Rash, bein the Rash, drusha. The Gemara is just making a simple statement of fact. This is not the reason for the halacha. This is just the observing of the existence of the halacha. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is telling you why Rav Yosef said you need kayats in the second lashon. According to Bein the Rash, Bein the Ritva, the Gemara is never telling you why. Why? Go figure it out on yourself. Look at the Ritva, I'll tell you why. Go in the Rash, I'll tell you why. The Gemara is just saying, by the way, according to the second lashon, Rav Yosef is more inclusive than he was in the first lashon, and therefore, just as every case of kayats happens to every case of kesef happens to be kayats, so too every case of shavu kesef is kayats. Not that one is derived from the other. So just pshat, just mamish, just taich in the words of the Gemara. So we may say, when all the dust settles, we have to ask ourselves two questions. Do we follow Rabbi, do we follow Rav Yosef? And Imtum Salam that we follow Rav Yosef, which Lashon Rav Yosef do we follow? So there are theoretically three different possibilities. So on Daf Ches, the Gemara never really resolves the issue, but on Daf Tes, the Gemara does. The Gemara waits on Daf Tes, because Daf Tes, the Gemara lumps this together with a whole bunch of other conclusions, a whole bunch of other issues that are up for grabs in Daf Ches and Daf Tes. And one of the many things the Gemara finally paskins is v'hilchas. So the final word is v'hilchas ha'shirai lo tzrichei shuma. Baruch Hashem. So when you get to a statement like that, the Gemara v'hilchas. This is the final word. Nimnu v'gomru. The soif chachne Gemara nimnu v'gomru. That hilchas ha'shirai lo tzrichei shuma. You kind of think, wow, what else is there to talk about this topic? The sugya is coming to an end. It must be time for new Maamar Kaimus. And Tosfos still doesn't leave us alone. The Bali Halig of Bali Tosfos, Mamish, they took the Gemara and they even the Maskanas of Gemara, even the Hilchasa, even when the Gemara says there's nothing else to talk about, case closed, Tosfos says, nope, there's still what to talk about. The Marshal writes in his Akdamati Yamsha Shlemi that the Bali Tosfos took the Gemara like a ball. He's a Mashal, like a ball. They bounced it around and they tossed it around and they threw it against the wall and they threw it on one corner and they tossed it on that. Every line, every single thing they could have possibly analyzed in the Gemara, but they didn't let any line, not any word, any kutashir in the Gemara go unmarked and unnoticed. So Taisus chappers and picks on the Lashon and Gemara and has a lot of kashas. What's the kasha? So Taisus on the Testament Aleph. We put the ties in the Maamar Kaimus, right? We should have. So Tosfos asks, "Vim Taimar, am I Yitzchik Lefzok Karaba?" If the Gemara wouldn't have paskin for us, so we would have been we would have not known what to do. So the Gemara did us a taiva, the Chazal did us a favor, and they finally paskin Vilchasa. Tosfos says, "I don't need your favors. I could have figured it out all on my own because I know for a fact," says Tosfos, "that Allah always follows Rabba. Everybody knows that." How did Tosfos know that Halacha follows Rabba? So they put together Gemaras and Baba Basra. But the Gemara seems to say that the Halacha is like Rabba all the time. So Tosfos Fakhtakasha, if the Gemara and Baba Basra on Kuf Mem Gimel already told us Hilchasa Karaba and Kol Tarakula, so then why do I need Kedushin of Test to single out Hilchasa Shirelo Tzvich Hashuma? So Tosfos is not sure that that's right, because there is no Gemara that says Beferish Hilchasa Karaba and Kol Tarakula. The Gemara says Hilchasa Karaba Lagabi Rav Yosef Chutz Mi three cases. You know what the problem is? There's a textual problem with those three cases. You know what the problem is? They all happen to be in what Masechta? They're all in Baba Basra. And it just happens to be just by fluke. Hilchasa Karaba Lagabi Rav Yosef Chutz Mi Sad Inyan Mechta. Now Baba Basra is a pretty big Masechta. Those who learned that film, we have come to realize that. It's 176 plot. And there were three cases spread out throughout Baba Basra that happened to be the three exceptions to the rule of Hilchasa Karaba. So Tosfos quotes one opinion, Yesh Befarshim, that there is no klal in Kol HaTarakul Hilchasa Karaba. The klal is only in Baba Basra. If you're within those 176 blot, then Hilchasa Karaba with the following three exceptions. Outside of Baba Basra, your guess is as good as mine. So if that pshat would be right, If the Ozias Rifashim would be right, that would answer Tosfos' problem. That would take the sting out of Tosfos' Kash and say, you want to know why the Gemara had a paskin like Rabba? Because we wouldn't have known it, because there is no such klal. So Tosfos doesn't like that. And Tosfos shows you from other Gemaras, Tosfos, mamish, they don't give up. You know what our problem is? We have a lot of problems. You know what one of our problems is that we're living like 800 years later, and we have everything on our fingertips. We press a button on our phone, we have all the Taizim and the Kol Tarkul in front of us. We press a computer program, we have everything under the sun. Probably the Taizis had a mamish know this stuff. And they sit and they're writing a Taizis, they're learning Kedushin Daf Tes, and they have to be able to reference, in a moment's notice, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Gimel, and the Gemara in Gittin Eft Ayin Dalet. And to make it even more difficult, you know what makes it so immensely more difficult? Anyone know? There was no such thing as Baba Basa, Kuf Mem Gimel Mebeis yet. And there was no Git and Daf Ayin Dalet. What do I mean by that? There were no pages yet. There was no, the pages, the Dafim and the Gemara were put in by the printers 300 years later. It was just these scrolls. They're walking around turning scrolls or medieval books and turning pages. And they just had to know. I mean, you have to know everything. They have to reading. They're writing a Taz. Their job today. Today's job, everybody says, is to write a Taz in Kedushin Daf Tes. So Rabbeinu Tam and the Reed, the Rashbam, the Rash, they're all saying Shirim on Kedushin Daf Tes. And they get to this point in the Gemara, and they have to ask themselves, well, wait a second, why did Chazal have to say that? So they have to remember Gemara in Baba Basra. That's on scroll 76 and the column of 16th column, which may not even be the same scroll as the other person has, which is not necessarily what the other guy has. Another guy's got it on a piece of paper. Another guy's got it on a papyrus. Another guy's got it on an animal skin. Everyone's got their own text of what's going on. And we're trying to make sense and try to figure out. He has kashas back. You know how hard that is? That's really, really hard. That is really, really tough. So they were very smart. So the Baalei HaTosfos are still trying to make sense of this Gemara. V'ilchasa shirel l'tzricha shuma, what do I need it for? Then Tosfos goes even further. Tosfos says, Im kvar az kvar, if for whatever reason Chazal had to tell us the halacha is like Rabba, because maybe that klal is only true in Baba Basra, maybe there is no Gemara that contradicts that, or maybe the Talmud is back and forth, but I'm not sure about that Nakuda. Im kvar az kvar, we still have a problem textually with the Gemara. What's the problem? Hilchasa Shiroi L'Tzricha Shuma? Listen to the flow of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara is rattling off one hilchasa over another, another. Listen to the flow. You don't have to know the other cases yet. V'hilchasa Shirel HaTzricha Shuma. V'hilchasa K'Rav Elazar, about another topic. V'hilchasa K'Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Two dots. Put in by the printers. No. What's the problem? What's the problem with the flow? I should have said Hilchasa K'Rav. You should have said Hilchasa K'Rav and Hilchasa K'Rav and Hilchasa K'Rav Elazar, Hilchasa K'Rav Nachman. Im kvar as kvar, if you already feel the great necessity to rattle off who we paskin like, keep the flow consistent. Say names. Choose either names or topics. If I were given an essay with this, half the essay has names, half it has topics. Inconsistency in the style of writing. So Tosfos says, mamish chepered in Lashon HaGemara. They don't know why the Gemara needed it in the first place, because we could have figured it out on our own based on our knowledge of Baba Basra. And once we have it already, it's not even worded properly. So it's these two textual problems that got Rabbeinu Tam thinking. Rabbeinu Tam did this all the time. Rabbeinu Tam looked at the Gemara and he asked the Kasha and another Kasha and another Kasha and another Kasha, and he came up with a theory that says that there's reasons why Chazal spoke this way. It wasn't just riddle, it was just to confuse us. There's a very specific reason why Chazal worded it this way, and says Rabbeinu Tam, I'll tell you exactly why. Says Rabbeinu Tam, V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, the Asalash Ba'inan, the Dafka Shiroi Hudlo Tzvichi Shuma. Says Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara did not mean to paskin like Rabba. At least not entirely. The Gemara had to spell out Hilchasa Shiroi L'Tzvichi Shuma B'zeh Loshon, because what is more important than the statement of Shiroi L'Tzvichi Shuma is the implication. The implication is that Shiroi L'Tzvichi Shuma, implying what? Abe what? Other things may very well need Shuma. So true, says Rabbeinu Tam, about the specifics of the Shiroi case, we don't really need the Gemara, and if all Chazal wanted to tell us was we follow Rabba, they could have said Halakha Rabba. They coded, they worded it in such a way to impress upon us
that if and when you're a rabbi and somebody asks you a shal about shirai, then you should be, you could safely say la tzricha shuma. But there are other things out there that need shuma. That's a bit of Tom's flow. But now, that's beautiful textually, gewaldig textual. Rabbi Tam was far to satisfy himself with the textual teretz. Rabbi Tam now had to put in the kishkas into the teretz, how to put the concepts into the teretz. So now Rabbi Tam has to explain to us, well, what is it about Shiroi in contrast to other things that's going to lead us to this kind of a distinction? So Rabbi Tam continues. Says Rabbi Tam, Lefi sheshumasan yadua ktsas ve'en regilin litas b'kol kach. The reason why we're comfortable with paskin like Rabbah, at least vis-a-vis Shiroi, is because Shiroi, people have a sense how much silk is worth. I mean, come on, you see a piece of silk, it's worth $40, or maybe $45, maybe $38. Your average person is at least on the radar screen of how much the silk is worth. And even if you're going to be off, ain't little silk called kach, you're not going to be crazily off. No one's going to think a $30 piece of silk is worth $10,000. It's not going to happen. But there are other things out there that the sky's the limit, says Rabbi Natan. Of al shayr devarim, kigon avonim tovus emargolius, sheyei she'enim tovus ala ma'at, uregidim litos bahar beyoisim mishavim, tzvich eshuma, mishum delosam chadaitim. Says Rabbi Natan, what if you make a shenisha with a diamond ring? A diamond ring is a whole other parasha, diamond ring. A diamond ring, yesh v'yesh. I can speak for myself. If I would see a diamond and somebody asked me how much does a diamond cost, I wouldn't have a clue. So I would say, that diamond is a $10,000 diamond. Then the guy would say, shh, we just got it out of the bubble gum machine. It's worth 29 cents. People don't know. Your average person has no idea how much diamonds and jewels are worth. Okay, I'm not the average person. I don't even know how much silk is worth. I don't even know how much potatoes are worth. The wife sent me to the store to buy tomato sauce yesterday. She told me, only get within this range. So I had to call her 6 times to find out how big is that range. It's enough kamina, because if it's chametz tikkun tomato sauce, then it's much less. If it's kosher pesach, it's already 6 times the price. So it was a whole latest of Suffolk. How much so? I'm not so good at prices. But your average guy can tell the difference between a little bit of silk, a little bit of price here, a dollar there. But rings and diamonds are off the charts. So that was Rabbi Natan's theory. And he got it off from Agamara. Rabbi Natan came up with a level of chiluk and a level of deraisa. And he says that we paskin la locha that you can't be mekadesh with diamonds unless you do a real shuma beforehand, because there's a shal of a mikachtos, svichas das, even though we paskin shvela tzviche shuma. So Rabbi Tam got this conclusion. He explained the lumdav as this conclusion, but the things that prompted him were the two textual issues in the Gemara. Why the Gemara needed to paskin altogether like Rabbah, isn't that poshut? Based on his understandings of the sugas of Masra. And number two says Rabbi Tam, im kvaras kvari paskin like Rabbah, you should have said locha Rabbah. So that was the goal of Agamar. That's the pshat in the Hilchos HaKohen to Rabbi Natan. Wow. Is there any reason to believe that it's a... Is there any... You have any kasha?
I mean,
this
might be what you're bringing up so much.
Okay, so let me bring it up first, then you'll tell me if I brought it up. Okay. Is there any reason to go along with Rabbi Natan's basic, you know, approach to the sugya, that there's something special about Shiroi in the sugya, but not to necessarily draw Rabbi Tam's conclusion? I mean, Rabbi Tam, the construct of the sugya is right, that there's something about Shiroi. The Gemara said Shiroi because it meant Shiroi, lafuke, other things, but maybe we didn't quite have it right what those other things are. Rabbi Tam said the other things are the diamonds. That's the contrast. Silk to diamonds. Maybe there are other things that we want to exclude, but not the Rabbi Tam's model. So we take a look at the Rambam. It's a Rambam we already read yesterday. So the Rambam in the third of Mamakomis, it's a Chos Ishus Pek Zayin Lach Yidches. So the fellow says, I'm going to record actually, Bebegodim Eilu, Shein Shavu Chamishim Dinrin, Fahayu Shal Meshi V'chayot Sebehen, Sha'isha Mis'ava Lohen, that women like these things. So we already raised the question yesterday. You know, the Rambam, it's true the Rambam says, you know, quotes the Gemara and Yontif, you have to buy your wife nice clothing, but this is not Hilchos Yontif right now, this is Hilchos Ishus. So why is it necessary for the Rambam to inform us that women like silk? And if they didn't like silk, the din would be any different? Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the Rambam. that because the women like silk, she wants the silk. She's looking forward to getting the silk. Therefore, we can say with a straight face, why? What was the whole reason for Shuma? What was the whole problem with Shuma? No. That's going to be lachas because das, because she thinks she's getting cheated. But med, the Rambam says, the Rambam, the woman is concerned with getting cheated, where we paskin. If she's getting something she doesn't really want anyway, she doesn't really particularly want an apple. It's not Isha Mis Avalahan. It's not such a great deal. She doesn't walk around talking about, did you see my chosin gave me under the chub? He gave me an apple. Women don't talk that way. But if she says she gave me this gival, like a silk, Isha Mis Avalahan. So the Rambam is telling us that there's something unique about silk that makes the silk more prone to Kiddushin, because in Navsha Shalisha Mechamdasan, Mis Avalahan, Isha Mis Avalahan, because she wants it. Therefore, there's more reason to believe she's masking to the Kiddushin. According to the Rambam, I also solve a bit of Tom's problem. Why the Gemara says Shiroi Lo Tzricha Shuma, but radically different than Rabbeinu Tam. In what sense? According to the Rambam, the more what? The more expensive it is, the better what? The better chance the Kiddushin will be valid, according to the Rambam. It's mamash benafich with the Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the more expensive you get, the more you're entering into the world of maybe you do require Shuma. According to the Rambam, the more the woman wants, if I ask the following three items on a woman's wish list, an apple, silk, or a diamond ring. Apple, not too excited about. Oh, you need Shuma. Silk, Achlekes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Diamonds, every woman. How does the phrase go? Diamond is what? Girl's best friend. So I stay in the Rambam. So a diamond is a girl's best friend. The inference in the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, Ein Lecha, Nafsha Shalisha, Misavalahan Yosef, diamonds. So according to the Rambam, the best, the best way to get married, if you want to make sure you have no shadows whatsoever, use a diamond. Don't cheat around. Don't lie about the price. Use a diamond. Don't get it assessed. You don't have to bring it down to 47th Street first. Just give it a diamond under the chuppah. According to the Rambam, that's kedas measure, that's the best condition possible. Because that's the ultimate isha misavalahan. So that's exact opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. Could one go down neither route? Neither the Rambam nor Rabbeinu Tam. Both the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam are making a fuss, making a point over the word Shiroi. Why the Gemara said Shiroi? Shiroi is coming lafuke something. We're just not sure which direction it's coming lafuke. So come other Rishonim. On the bottom of Tesam Na'af, Tosfos in the very bottom quotes Od Yesh Beforsh, an anonymous Balei Tosfos. And the last of the first of the thick lines, first of the wide lines. Od Yesh Beforshim Shim Hochilok Am Hilchos HaKaraba. The reason why the Gemara didn't say Hilchos HaKaraba, the late Tei B'dahinu Rabba Dikud Yamri, the B'chol Dulot Tzricha Shuma. To say Hilchos HaKaraba is very misleading because there are two versions of what the Machlokes was. So if you would just say a part of Hilchos HaKaraba, maybe that's referring to the second case. And the Gemara is only conceding that we follow Rabba in the second case where he said Kol Dehu, which wouldn't tell us what the halach would be if he said Chamishim and Shavah Chamishim. Aval Obla Chamishim and Shavah Chamishim by Shuma. Lefikach Pasach to Bishum Inyan Labai Shuma. Therefore, the Gemara didn't want to say the misleading words Hilchos HaKaraba, but said Shirolot Tzricha Shuma. And then says the Yesh Beforshim that there are two things that this solves two problems. Once you tell me that the reason why the Gemara was medayik to say Hilchasa Shiro Tzricha Shuma rather than Hilchasa Karaba is because it wasn't clear what the Machlokes was. So now you also understand why the Gemara had to go out of its way to Paskin. You couldn't leave it up to the rules of Baba Basra, Hilchasa Karaba. I know Hilchasa Karaba, but I don't know what the Machlokes was yet. So the Gemara had to say Hilchasa Shirelo Tzricha Shuma, number one, to tell me the Machlokes was about the first case, and number two, to tell me that in that case we follow Rabba. I wouldn't have figured that out on my own. Of course, there's a textual difficulty with the Yesh Mefarshim. What is it? What could the Gemara have just simply said? Hilchasa Karaba what? Bilishnikama. The Gemara just could have said much easier. Hilchasa Karaba Bilishnikama. And that would have solved all the other problems. So, again, the significance of the Aloch of the Yesh Mefarshim is that according to the Yesh Mefarshim, when we paskin with a straight face, Hilchasa Shirat Tzricha Shuma, are there any halachic exceptions to that rule? No. The only reason that led us to believe there are exceptions to that Shiroi is lav dafka, that Shiroi is dafka Shiroi, and other things are excluded,
was because we were bothered with the kasha, why not say Chesed Karaba? So Rabbi Tam solved the problem his way by excluding diamonds. The Rambam solved the problem his way by excluding cheap stuff. And the Yesh Mefarshim didn't have a problem in the first place, because they said there were other textual reasons why the Gemara set it the way, set it up the way it did. Therefore, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, probably nothing was excluded. So according to the Yesh Mefarshim, Shmukudesh is across the board, whether it's apples, oranges, diamonds, silk, you name it, Mekudeshes. So it was only the Rabbi and Rabbi Tam, Lamach Dislay, that excluded other items because of the textual problem in the Gemara. The Yesh Mefarshim didn't have that problem because they covered over the textual problem of their own Shtikl Torah. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, there's no reason to believe anything is excluded. So when all the dust settles, how do we paskin? Do we pass like the Rambam, that the more expensive, the better? So we paskin like Rabbi Tam, the more expensive, the more dangerous? But do we pass like the Yesh Mefarshim? Do whatever you want. So Taisus quotes in that Taisus and Tessa Min Aleph, after they quote Rabbeinu Tam, they quote that based on Rabbeinu Tam, a minig existed. Taisus writes, because of the concern of Rabbeinu Tam's priyat, the minig became not to use jewels, not to use any diamonds, any precious stones in the ring of Kiddushin. The Taisus shows you once or twice there are a couple of Gemaras that sounds like they did use jewels. So Taisus writes that either they tak evaluated it before, which would be okay. If you use the diamond and if you brought the mumchim under the chuppah, that would be okay. So maybe that's what happened there. Or maybe the diamond, the jewels they were using wasn't such an expensive stone. It was a cheaper kind of a stone that yadua shav yiktsas. So Taisus is pretty convinced that this minig that developed is a correct minig. And they're pretty convinced this minig existed even Bizman Chazal. And any Gemara that says Fakir, you have to explain away, it's a cheap stone, or they did a Shuma. Taisus is really, really giving a lot of credibility to this minig. According to the Rambam, I don't think there is such a minig according to the Rambam. According to Yesh Mefarshim, I mean, there may be a minig, but it's not justified according to the Rambam. According to Yesh Mefarshim, it's not necessary, but according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a very, very important minig. Because you're asking for trouble, potential kedusha tos, potential lachos v'chazas, potential requirement minat Torah mikra din of having shuma if you use something that's ain't shuma seyedua klal. So the minig that Taisus records is still a minig adayim mizeh, that we don't use jewels, we don't use diamonds, we don't use any fancy precious stones, any stones. We don't want to touch on this issue whatsoever. Afal pichein. The Ramah, the 10th of the Mamakimus, comments on this minhag. First, the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, 10th of the Mamakimus. Yesh Aymrim, Shem Kitchi Bedav, Shein Bekim Bishumas, Rapam Tom Mem Harbe, Kunavaram Tavakan Goshet Behem, Vyamalay Skachali Be Evans, Usha Shavin and Zuz, Tarach Shuma, Losam Kadaita. So this is the minhag of Rabbeinu Tam, but the first opinion Shulchan Aruch just limited the minhag. They put the brakes in the minhag. What do I mean by that? According to the first version Shulchan Aruch, some Rishonim, the minhag, the chumra of Rabbeinu Tam, the minhag of not using stones, is only true if you did what? If you said shav nun, if you said it's worth 50. What if you said kol dehu? So according to the first opinion, Shulchan Aruch, if he said koldu, so then even according to the minig would be okay. Because the minig was only, the Rabbeinu Tam's chumah was only to be chayshesh if and when you spelled out shav chamishim. V'yesh b'sha'omer, and then the second view in Rishonim, Shulchan Aruch quotes, shafilu kitcha be'evin stam, v'lom lo shav nun zuz, even if it's a koldu, tzricha shuma, that the minig was all-inclusive, even if you say koldu, l'kach, nogu l'kash v'vash e'be'evin. But there are more rights from kidshe b'tabash yesh b'evin. What if you did? You violated this minhag. Chashin in the kedusha. We're not going to say you don't need a get. No one's going to say that you don't need a get, because it's only a chashash. Rabbeinu Tam is only a chashash. The Rambam didn't buy into it. The Yeshivash didn't buy into it. We're not even sure Rabbeinu Tam would say you don't need a get. So it's a chashash that the kedusha is valid. So no one's going to let you get away with that a get. But it's not the way to go. You shouldn't get married using fancy jewels. Now at the very end of the 10th of Mamakamas, there are more quotes, two minhagim.
that developed to avoid this whole shaila. You know, if you think about it, we could start to get into trouble with rings that we use under the chuppah. Because there may be a little bit of lack of smichas das, even if you don't have a jewel in it. You know, the woman thinks it's maybe worth a little bit more. Maybe. You never know. Where do you draw that line that ain't yadua shuma ktsas? How do you know? So we don't want to get involved in any of these kinds of shailas. So there are more quotes, practice from the Erchas Chaim, Gedolei Rishonim, that what you should do is, we should ask the Eidim, is the ring worth a Shavah Prut or not? And the Eidim will answer, yes. And what is implicit in that statement? Is the ring worth a Shavah Prut? What is accomplished with that statement? I mean, she's not thinking it any higher than that. It's like we're saying to Pema, listen, I don't care what it's worth. We're not even interested in what it's worth. Just know the Kodesh Lom, the Shavah Prut, it doesn't matter what the value is. Now again, we're not justifying using diamonds, we don't want to throw off the gallery, but we're going to ask this question, even the regular ring, we're going to ask this question, we don't want to get involved in any shilas. Sometimes when you ask the Eidim, we ask this question, out of Yemazah, we ask this question under the chuppah, and we ask our, no, I mean, we ask the Eidim, no, you think it's worth a pruta? So the correct answer is, yes, it's worth a pruta. What's the incorrect answer? It's worth, oh, much more than a pruta. No, that was the wrong word. There's a wrong answer. If the Eidim say they have to rephrase the question. That was the whole point. It was not sometimes the Eidim think, oh, we don't want to have the modern version, merely a prut of 100, a big kezias. We want it to be worth 100 shkolim. No, wrong, bad answer. He said, that's baltoisif. We want it to be worth a prut, that's all it's worth. All that matters is that's the prut. Gam, the Ramah writes, that we don't even suffice ourselves with that. Gam neigen l'chasas pre'akalas atznuos. Quotes from Chuvah Sarashma, that what we do is we cover the girl's face. So she has no idea what she's getting anyway. If she's looking at it, it's like that ring. That must be worth $10. He must really like me, $10,000 ring. Turns out it was only worth a nickel. So the Rashba says, we'll cover her face. So she doesn't see the ring anyway. So she has no idea what she's getting. So they just say to her, by the way, it's a pruta, great, mazel tov. And sure, the more she gets more, great. You know, it's a lucky day. But once she doesn't see the ring altogether, it's even better. So mechasim p'nei akalas atznuos. Now mechasim p'nei akalas atznuos doesn't mean like some of the weddings you guys have been at, you know, where, oh, it's covered up because we did a beautiful badeket and she could see everything and we could see her everything. No. You know what mechasim p'nei akalas atznuos means? Ever seen the, what do they call them? Deck tichel? No, anyway. You see, about a chassidish, about a yeshivish wedding, about a hamish weddings, it's mamash walking down the aisle with a tablecloth on her face. Mamash can't see a thing.
That's why the father and the mother have to walk.
That's right, a lot of trip, right. With the candles and the whole nine yards, right. Okay. So, b'chasa b'chasa too, that's the reason for this meeting. So we're not makbid on the second half of the most of our communities, they're not so makbid on the second half of the Ramah. Because the Ramah is giving you almost like two backup plans that we shouldn't be having chashashos because das. So in our communities, we suffice for the first one. Many of our communities suffice for the first one. But there are more quotes, a combination. In his days in Europe, they used to do both. But the second minhag that the Ramah quotes has created for itself a whole new problem. What's the whole new problem? The Eidim have no idea who the Kala is. Right, mechibed with the kedushin. They call up the Rashiva fun. No. Mechibed with the Rav of Kehila, something. They call up two Heliga Rabbanim, and there's some lady under the chuppah who's got a tablecloth on her face. So how in the world could they ever be made that she's the Bekudashis? That's a terrible edus. What kind of edus is that? So the Pischei Shuva quotes a whole pick book from some Acharenim. I put it on the memory comes. I put the last one. But the whole pickbook of some Acharenim who say that if you follow this minig of the Ramah, says Echad Shakidish Isha Achash Panem Chusus B'Shas Kedushin, Flo Roos Alachakir Shahokhalach Ziru of Gibel Panah. After on the way to the Yichud room, they picked up the tichel and showed who she was. Heishiv Hamabit, the Ein Lachosh Klal the Kedushin, the Kedushin and Achal, not even the Torah's Chumra. She's not married B'Chlal. Davikim Mekadosh B'Lei Edim.
It's like you're Makadosh, there's no Edom. You have no idea who the girl was. What kind of Edom is that? Wow. Now, the Ramah doesn't sound that way. The Ramah sounds like it was a good thing. The Ramah was advocating doing the Kalas of Tenua. It's a real good Kalas of Tenua. It's a good way not to get married. So obviously, the Ramah had something else in mind. How does that work? Where's the Edus? So the Piskachuva quotes from all the other Rechavarim will say, no. That's Edus. How is that Edus? So I give the following mashal. Okay? It's not the prettiest mashal, so we don't want to, you know, say this at any... We're not going to say this under the chuppah and drushes, but the following mashal. The Piskachuva quotes, Reuven kills Shimon, and Reuven's got a ski mask on. So we have no idea who Reuven is. We don't know who the guy is. Some guy, you know, Batman, you know, kills Robin. Oh, Batman's a good guy. He doesn't kill people. He just bumps off Joker. Joker. We don't know who he is. Who's Joker? Yeah. We don't know who he is, right? He also got a mask on.
He has a mask. We just don't know who he is.
We don't know who he is. Okay, good. But he has a mask? Who has a Joker? Who has it?
Who has a mask?
Penguin doesn't have, does he? I forget.
Riddler.
Okay, one of the masks. Okay.
Sure.
What?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Okay. That's better past my time. Okay. So some bad guy, the masked man, you know, kills someone in the dark of night. And two Edom see, and they say to him, don't kill him. And they say, no, I'm going to kill him. Don't kill him, and if you kill me, b'chai misa. He says, afal p'chein, I'm still going to kill him. The exact lashon of the Asura, the Quran, the Gemara Sanhedrin. He says, wait, let me give you the right text from the Siddush and Sanhedrin. It's makav with Asura, it's matras for the misa. And they give him Asura and Shoyin. So would anybody ever say, son, there's no Edus? I don't know who the murderer is. What's the answer? There's no Edus. We'll tackle the murderer. We'll rip his mask off. And we'll see exactly who he is. So I could be made. I saw the masked man kill Reuven. And to be determined who the masked man is in 2 seconds from now. So some Achrenim write as a marshal. He said, since when Bishas Maiseh do the Edom have to know all the facts? Let's say, LaMarshall, they see a kid who, I'm not sure, is he over Bar Mitzvah or not? I'm not 100% sure. Is he over? They see him kill somebody. So when they give Masra, don't kill. We don't even know whether he's over Bar Mitzvah, to be determined. We didn't ID him before he killed somebody. So now, after he kills somebody, we pull him to Beis Din. Then we go and figure out, is he talking over by mitzvah or not? And the case continues. So Azma, what's the problem? This Chetshuva quotes that marshal. What's the problem? That's also called an Edus. So two Edim walk at the Beis Din and say, I'm telling you that we were at the marriage of a woman who had a tablecloth on her face, and we didn't know Bishas Maisa who she was, but 2 seconds later we took the tablecloth off and it was clearly her, didn't switch under the chuppah. So I'm telling you it's Rachel who's the one who, Rachel is the one who had the tablecloth on her face we saw receive Kedushin 2 minutes earlier. Why is there not an Edus? So that type of Edus would stand up in Beis Din. So if the Edus would stand up in Beis Din, that's an Edus, the Bir HaDavar. Once it's there, it's the Bir HaDavar, it can now suffice as Edus the Kima HaDavar and the Kedushin is valid. So that's what the Piskei Teshuva quotes in the other Gedolei Acharonim. That's what the Rambam clearly held, something along those lines, because the Rambam justified, not only justified, he recommended the Minhag. So there's some who are still nervous about this. So some want to have everything. They want to have that the Edom know exactly who the girl is, but they want to keep the Kalas Tzenuas covered, the Shemich Hashash of Kedushin. So I've been in other Chasanas where the Kalas standing on the Chuppah and covered over with the Dek Tichel, and right before the ring is taken out, Mitzvah Kedushin will ask the mother, please just lift the veil for a second, let the Edom see who she is. She's not looking at the ring, but they're just looking at her just to make sure they know who she is. So, So there's some who do that. So all three possibilities exist. Some who don't have this thing altogether, probably not because they're choshesh for this ma'bit, that's probably not the reason why. Others have it, and they say the whole chumrah is not true. And others have the tzniyas, kalas tzniyas, and they want to be yotze the chumra and the ma'bit also, so they'll lift the veil for a second before him. Okay, Rabbi Sai, any last questions about our sugya before we move on to the next sugya? Anyone start the next sugya? And when the Marmar comes to the next sugya? Mm-hmm. Didn't know the Marmar comes yet.
I know we were starting.
You didn't know the next time, next sugya. So what should we do? It's 2:10. I can tell some jokes. Okay. I'll ask you a riddle before we start the next sugya. Yeah, question. We're going to kill 18 minutes now, yeah.
Can we tie this down to my whole
discussion in the Rambam about whether or not you need the das that comes to the same time as
the Maaseh. This is not really the das. This is more like an edus. This is more like an edus. This is not really a kedushin issue because the Achron bring rise from Ritzich also. It's not. It's more of an edus than a das kedushin issue. I'll ask you a bit before we start the next segment. When you woke up this morning, did everybody feel the extra tahara in the air? Today's about Yom of Tohar. It's okay. Don't feel bad. Believe me, didn't know the answer either. Beis Nissan. What?
Beis.
I didn't say. Did you feel the quickness of davening this morning? I asked you. Did you feel the turn there? It's the day they prepared the first paraduma. Beis Nissan. No, does the Gemara say that again? That Echad ben Nissan hukum mishkan and Beis ben Nissan sorfas hapara. So that means there was a special air of tahara in there. It's okay. Nobody else. My wife didn't know the answer. Nobody else. I don't know. I just felt that feeling this morning. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Sai, back to the Gemara Kedushin. So we'll go ahead a little bit together. You'll catch up tomorrow in the Maamar Kamis. Let's just read the Gemara a little bit. Oh, can I extra shear today? Okay.
I'll fix it.